That's you too, and get out of your own way. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM, and you know you can get in touch with us loads of different ways. You can Snapchat us anytime you want. We're Dermot and Dave on Snapchat, and any text or WhatsApps you want can come in on 087-4100-102.
Oh, this is a nice one. Hey, Dermot and Dave, can you give a big happy birthday shout out to this inspirational young man, Alan Ryan? This guy goes to bed with a smile and wakes up with a smile no matter what life throws at him. He's on his way to the Nagel Centre in Cashel.
Fantastic. Hi, Alan.
Happy birthday, Alan. Have a great day. Sounds like you deserve it. Right, we were talking a little bit earlier on in the show about a text that came into us.
Yeah, so the text read like this. It went, WTF is it with men? My husband just home from a stag and tells me one of the lads scored who was married with two kids. How do I now face his wife at the wedding? WTF again?
Well, the overwhelming majority of you reckon that you should keep your trap shut and not say anything to anybody. And the person who's worse is your husband for telling about what was happening on a stag, because apparently, according to the most of you, what happens on a stag should stay on a stag. But it got us talking about all aspects of this, and Catherine's on the phone. Hey, Catherine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you two handsome devils?
Gosh, we're great, thanks.
We're flying. What arrangement do you have with your fella when it comes to stags?
Look, I'm with the lads on this one. A stag is a stag, a hen is a hen. What goes on tour stays on tour. And at the end of the day, it's sex. It's not an intimate relationship. But, you know, your partner's coming home to you and not whoever they've lay with for the last half an hour on a stag or a hen. So
so would he know that this is your attitude, that you could, that he can just
absolutely
go?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's something that I think in a relationship, the communication is key. And being honest with each other. If he comes home from a stag, if I want to know if something happened, I'll ask him. He'll tell me. Mm. The same with me. If I go on a hen, if I come home, if he asks me, does something happen, I'll tell him. If he doesn't ask, I'll not volunteer it. Right. Unless he wants to specifically know, or unless I specifically want to know.
And do you have this relationship outside of hens and stags? I mean, what if you're just happen to be away for the weekend with the girls, but it's not necessarily a hen?
Yeah, if I met somebody that I found attractive enough to go there, well, yeah, okay, yes, I would be allowed, I suppose, to do what I wanted to do.
Well, here's another question then for you. Have you?
Yes.
And has he?
Yes.
And you're both still totally fine in your relationship. As you said, he comes back to you.
20 years down the line, we are still very, very happy. Now, if it's a thing that he or I met up with that person again and it was a continuous thing, that's a whole different ballgame. Right. That's an affair.
And have you ever felt that maybe you might have caught feels for somebody that you have been with?
Yeah.
And what did you do in that situation?
In that situation, it was tricky. I spoke to him about it. It was me that was starting to get feelings for that person. And I spoke to him about it. He understood where I was coming from. But I had to figure it out. He let me figure it out. And, then it was cut. The ties were cut.
Mm. And do you feel like your relationship is stronger because of this kind of trust?
Absolutely, because we're very honest with each other. Look, you have to ask yourself the question, if that lad's away on a stag and he is having sex with someone else, ask the question, why? Is he not getting it at home? Or is it a thing that he feels that he's missing out on something? You know, like, if my fellow was to go and do something like that and not tell me, I have to ask myself, is he not happy at home?
Mm.
Am I not looking after my man?
And would you understand that? I would imagine most people would listen to you and go, wow, I couldn't do what she's doing, or...
I very much, imagine so. Yeah, I've been referred to as the unicorn of a woman. I'm very loose with the rules.
Are you not concerned about safety in terms of having multiple partners and the implications that can have for, health and sexually transmitted diseases?
Rule number one is it has to be safe sex. It's safe sex or no sex.
Right.
It's definitely safe sex or no sex. Well, and that's just the way it goes.
In a way, isn't it better that you have this more open arrangement, because it allows you to talk about things like that in advance? Whereas if you were doing this behind someone's back, you're never going to get the opportunity to lay these ground rules that could potentially affect your health.
Well, yeah, and it's all about the honesty and the trust. We would be very open with each other. It's not that we have a marriage after 20 years that you know, we go out every weekend and, you know, sleep rings around us. It's not like that, you know. It's obviously, it's just because we're allowed to do it doesn't mean that we do it.
I think
as well, if you take away the temptation or the disallowment of not being allowed to do something, it's like telling anybody you're not allowed to do that. They're going to do it. It's a rebellious thing.
Yeah,
you're not allowed to look at another man. You're not allowed to look at another woman. So obviously the temptation is going to be more.
Right.
So if you're allowed to go out and do that, and you know that your partner would have no issue with it, you're actually going to be more selective in the person that you choose to have the sex with.
Do you find that you actively keep this part of your relationship secret, generally, in case you fear they would judge you, or are you quite open with other people about the arrangements that you have?
We are past the stage where we care about being judged, because every relationship is different, and what goes on behind closed doors, nobody knows.
Mm.
Nobody knows what we face in real life together, you know?
Yeah.
So if a bit of fun every now and again keeps, you know, our relationship alive or keeps us happy, you know, it's at the end of the day, it's me and him that's facing the real world together.
That's the most important thing, yeah.
Yeah, and fighting, you know, and fighting the force together, you know. So it's
horses
a bit of fun
for courses,
at the end of the day.
Whatever works for your relationship and for the individuals involved.
Well, Catherine, thanks for sharing that today.
Thanks a million.
Good to talk to you. Mind yourself.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Some of your reaction coming in on 087-4100-102 to Catherine there. Lads, they're just swingers, says one. Just one way of looking at it. Another one says,
well,
dudes.
No, swingers are different. Like, they're not going out and meeting other couples and swinging. They have a reasonably open relationship. Or you could call them monogamish. Is what that's a term that people use.
Yeah, but it's not very accurate, though.
Well, they're seeing other people. Their relationship is open, but they're not necessarily swingers.
Joe says, dudes, that lady has just given the perfect example of unconditional love. But what most people are saying is she's really desperate to hang on to her husband.
I'm not seeing that. I just think I would see it as a very open arrangement that these two people happen to have. And that, like, there's one here from B in Dublin who says, OMG, how stupid is that woman? It's never just sex. Infections, pregnancy, betrayal of trust, lack of any moral code or self-restraint. Pathetic. Which I think is probably a bit strong. But like,
yeah.
I just think if you're in a monogamous relationship, then good for you. But they're not. So you can't apply the same standards and judgments.
But like, we're asking people for their thoughts. And like Trisha is saying, if that lady's relationship was good, they wouldn't want to look at anyone else. That's what most people are saying.
Yeah, but that's Trisha's opinion. And she's in a monogamous relationship. And I mean, have a think about it. In reality, how many monogamous relationships actually work at the end of the day? Like, to say that if you're in a relationship, you should never want anyone else ever again in your life. Well, you know, that's fine if you happen to be in one of those particular monogamous relationships. The lady we just spoke to is in a completely different kind of relationship.
But that's
what works for her. So bully for her.
But she, it's still within restraints. She said he can't just go out at the weekend and score whoever he wants, because that's not the way it works.
Yeah, but they have
only hens and stags.
No, because you said if it was a weekend away or whatever, that would be fine. Like, they obviously have an arrangement, and an arrangement is particular to any relationship. So you have to set parameters that suit the two of you, that you're both comfortable
with. He's very pro this, Maria, isn't he? He's very pro.
I'll tell you what I am. And I personally don't have one of these arrangements. But what I am very pro is letting people do whatever they want in a relationship and whatever works for you. But looking in from the outside as someone who's strictly monogamous, and would immediately your heckles go up if you hear the word, you know, affair or anything like that. Of course you're gonna judge relationships like this, because you literally can't understand them.
What do you think, Marie, if this was proposed to you?
It would make me feel so much less secure in a relationship if I was offered this, you know, free pass on weekends away with the girls or whatever, in return for him getting a free pass when he's on a weekend with the lads. Because she said in that phone call that the original guy that we're talking about that cheated on a stag, maybe he's not being looked after at home, or maybe, you know, like, he's not getting it at home, essentially. Is that not the, is she not contradicting herself a little bit because she's saying, oh yeah, but he can go away, my husband can go away on a stag and, you know, go looking yeah. for another bird. But is that because she's not looking after him that he would want to? It would irk me that he would be going looking for it because he has a free pass. I couldn't.
Yeah, well, I suppose some people feel that. They go, well, look, it's, yeah, I think it's, what is the word? It's selfish of me to think that I will be the only person that you will ever want in your entire life. And vice versa, you know, I think it would be selfish of you to think that I, you know, that you are the only person that I would ever lust after in my life. So let's come to some arrangement where we love each other, we stay together in a relationship, but we happen to open our relationship up to other sexual partners from time to time, but within our own boundaries. And I think that's very healthy. If two people are happy with that arrangement, then let them at it.
Your monogamish comment, someone says, lol, Dermot, that's like being pregnant-ish. You can text us on 087-4100-102. WhatsApp is on that number as well.
Or live and let love, guys.
Drop emails in to Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com. Nice, isn't it? That's De Laurentiis and Darkness We Feel Our Way. That is our homegrown hero this week with Dermot and Dave on Today FM. And all the info you need is on the Dermot and Dave page of todayfm.com for more info about the lads. And if you want to be a homegrown hero, really simple, email a link to the music to homegrownhero@todayfm.com.
Now, a little bit earlier on in the show, we had a massive reaction to a lady called Catherine who basically told us that she gives her partner a free pass on stags, and she, in reciprocation, takes a free pass when she goes off with the girls. Mm. And this is their arrangement. They talk very openly about it. Seems to work for them. A lot of you thought it was not something that you would go for, and some of you were downright disgusted by the whole arrangement. But I suppose what we're learning is each to their own, and it happens more than you would think. We've got somebody on the phone now who did something just like that. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi.
So tell us, what arrangement did you have?
Well, my husband and I, we're together since we were 20. Mm. So for his 40th birthday, as a surprise, I arranged a trip to Amsterdam. And I gave him a free pass in Amsterdam. And
was the free pass with a sex worker or with someone he just could hook up with anyway?
It was top dollar sex worker.
Right.
How did he react, first of all, when you said, here, this is something I'm willing to do for you?
Gobsmacked. Didn't say anything for quite a while, but then a great big grin just came on his face.
And then, obviously, the night it happened, was it enjoyable? And were there any regrets after the incident?
Absolutely no regrets, no regrets. Now, the reason I did, I think, should be explained. Mm. I was his first, and he had never been with any other woman. I just thought, oh, well, he deserves a go at, you know, just someone else.
That's very giving of you, because a lot of people who would be in a similar situation, even though they might be aware of that, might be just terrified.
Well, just went to the feeling, you know, it was a very giddy weekend.
Has he ever offered the favour in return?
No, and I think probably because, you know, he'd get it.
Right.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a bar of that now. I wouldn't, like, you know, that won't be for me.
Right, okay.
Yeah. You don't feel the urge at all to have your cake and eat it, so to speak.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
no.
And is it something that you're going to continue, or was it a one-off?
Oh, one-off. Never, no.
Were you not concerned at the time that maybe, you know, to use the wrong phrase, he'd get a taste for it? And that you can't get the toothpaste back in the tube.
Well, that didn't cross my mind. I don't know. I suppose I just didn't have those fears. We just went with it. But it was funny. We strolled up and down the road and we had a little look. That's awful now. I'm very disrespectful to women, really, now, the way I'm saying it. But that's what we did.
Yeah.
And he chose his woman.
Yeah, well, if we've learned anything today in chatting about this, it's that there are relationships in Ireland that are definitely not, inverted commas, traditional, and not ones that maybe I personally am familiar with or would be comfortable with, but, you know, we're trying not to judge anybody for doing whatever they're doing.
It's a bit of fun on the night. Did no harm, and we're okay.
And do you reminisce from time to time about that crazy night in Amsterdam?
We used to.
Well, it's not on the table for discussion anymore. It was a one-off. We'll block that out now. That was done.
I don't know. We just kind of, I suppose, just got old. Might have to try something else. Oh, no. That called me off. Right, good luck.
That's Rebecca there. We changed her voice there because she was concerned that maybe her kids might hear her talking on the radio. But I think if my wife gave me a pass for my birthday, I think I'd fall on the ground with terror. I'd be like, I don't know what to do. I can't chat someone up. What the hell do you do?
Well, in this case, there was no chatting up required. Obviously, it was, go and find somebody whose job it is to do these things and... You kind of remove the necessity to go to a bar and have a chat with someone. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. I'd have to just go home and never speak of it again.
Well, I suppose they did it a clean way in that.
Interesting choice of words there.
Well, in that, the least messy, I suppose, in terms of...
still the same, just as bad.
Okay, there's another city. Yeah. It was, it was a professional, so it's not someone that you're likely to meet at the, the school fete the following weekend. Hi, Deirdre, how are you? Didn't recognise you there. So in terms of it being sort of tidy and, avoiding any kind of future repercussions, maybe that's the cleanest way to do it,
Yeah.
If you were going to.
Just as we said, each of their own, just definitely not for me. What do you guys think? 087-4100-102. Or you can email Dermot and Dave at todayfm.com.
Dave's inner old Belvedere school education is starting to rage.
It's just my own personal tastes. Listen, don't forget, we have given you two Ed words for the Ed Sheeran competition. We will give you a third one very soon, so do not go anywhere. It's Dermot and Dave on Today FM.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
We have gathered all the political parties here in the studio with us this morning. Willie O'Dea, now, please, everybody, they're all dying to say something. Willie.
In the words of Dirty Harry, Leo, are you feeling lucky, punk? Go ahead,